podcasting is for people who have a big message, people who are passionate, people who want to live a life that they can be proud of, people that are on a mission. Those are my people, and that's who I'm here to serve. And that's what I want to do with my own podcast. Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next little me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Yeah, I love my clients. I love supporting people who are doing good in the world, helping people in some way, who are passionate, who are creative, and those are the people that I am here to help and elevate their voices. And so this particular podcast episode is not particularly strategic as far as what I want to talk about today, but if you are this type of person, then maybe you will resonate with what I'm going to talk about. As I'm doing a daily podcast especially, I feel like it feels very personal. So this is a page out of my diary and something I've done recently that I wanted to share because who knows, hopefully you feel the same. In particular, the whole thing with Palestine. Have you been following it? Quite frankly, I am horrified to see that, you know, millions of people being crammed into one part of, being basically forced to escape to one part in Gaza that they were told that it's a safe zone and now are under attack. And there has been footage shown of people, I don't even want to say the words, but the things that have been happening to the unspeakable, and we just hear about the death toll, but aside from that, people are starving, and it's a forced starvation, and there are so many children without limbs and all sorts of things. And then when you see that lawyers from South Africa took it to court, and the ICJ rulings were in favour of Africa and were saying it's a plausible genocide, which means like that's just the legal way of saying it, but they were basically urged to do better, to put it in a very mild way, and to not harm and to allow aid, and then the opposite has been done, and to see that our own government, Australia, is selling parts to parts that go into making weapons that help these things to happen, and we just pay lip service and do nothing more, and then stop the funds to UNRWA. Is that how you say it? Forgive me if I've got the pronunciation wrong, but that's the aid agency that was in there on the ground trying to help, and that was stopped on the basis of allegations that the Israeli government made that were not substantiated. I can't find any claims. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I, from doing a Google search and looking into it, that wasn't substantiated, and those people were taken out of the organisation anyway and being investigated anyway. It wasn't a reason to stop funds, but meanwhile, let's keep sending aid to the army instead that can keep attacking innocent civilians. So anyway, all of this made me feel complicit if I don't do anything, because all of this, which is ironic, reminds me of the Holocaust, and I've often wondered over the years, how was that allowed to happen? It wasn't Hitler. It wasn't one person. It was all of the people who enabled him. It was all the people that supported him and thought it was a good idea. It was all of the followers. One person cannot do this. And I'd always wondered what I would do if I was around at that time. And now here we are. And I feel like, well, whatever you're doing now is the answer to that question. And so And I probably haven't done enough, to be honest, but I have shared and talked about it, and which could very much be to the detriment of my future opportunities and possible relationships with, you know, people of power and influence. I'm leaving a digital footprint all over the place that might not be favourable to me by talking about this. But I sent an email via IPAC. Let me just check if that is the organisation. Yes, Australia Palestine Advocacy Network. So if you go there, you can send an email and it's got a template and it just sends it to your local member and to Penny Wong and to a bunch of other people. And I thought, well, I've done that already on two different issues about a month ago maybe. And I thought, well, maybe once isn't enough. Maybe we've got to keep doing it. And so I went to do it again, but it doesn't allow you to do it more than once through that website. So I thought, all right, well, I'll just do it direct by my own email. But I just didn't send it to all of the people because it does that automatically for you. But I just did my local member and Penny Wong. And I'm going to read what I wrote because I thought everyone's probably sending these templated messages and or otherwise saying I'm so disgusted and blah, blah, blah. And fair enough. But I thought I'd try another approach, and it's basically not telling them to do anything. It's basically just asking them a whole bunch of questions. So I'm going to read it. So where is it? Here's my email. I'm wondering how you feel about being part of a government that is only paying lip service to supporting Palestine. Are you comfortable with being part of a government that continues to allow the sale of parts that will be used to make bombs and weapons that will kill innocent civilians? Are you proud to be part of a government that ignores ICJ rulings? Are you okay with pausing funds to UNRWA? When you signed up to be a politician, was it because you wanted to make a positive difference in the world, or was it because of the power, position, and success that you were after? Are you living up to your own ideals? At the end of your days, when you look back on your life, will you be proud of the decisions you made? Will you know you did everything you could to live with integrity? Will your conscience be clear, knowing you were not complicit in a horrific genocide? That you did what you could to stop the slaughter, starvation, and maiming of innocent men, women, and children? I wonder what power people hold that we're not fully aware of, that has our government afraid to speak truth to power. May you fearlessly live a life of integrity that you can be truly proud of. I, for one, cannot vote for a government that demonstrates a lack of humanity. That's what I wrote. And a lot of what I've learned is via TikTok. Now, so before you roll your eyes, I know that if you say that, it's immediately delegitimizes. Oh, you learned on TikTok, you're just seeing, you know, you're in an echo chamber. It's misinformation, la, 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 of course. But the thing is, and that can be true, I guess, but when you're talking about killing innocent people, civilians that had nothing to do with it, it's really hard to have a counter argument that makes any sense. And the other thing is, whenever I find out something, I Google it and see if I can find it on another reputable site so that if I go and talk about it out there, that it won't be shot down in flames, that I've actually checked. And I like to check Al Jazeera as a source. I like to check various sources. But I have to say that TikTok, it may not be perfect, but you know what? It has given people like Isan and Motaz? Oh, gosh, I should have checked. But it's given certain people like on the ground out of Palestine voices, and it has enabled them to show the world what's happening. And we have been able to see horrific footage and know that it's happening and hear their stories directly from them. And it is mobilized people, and I see lots of people, lots of American youth, lots of American people who are outraged that their taxpayers' dollars, you know, they're struggling. From what I see, they are struggling to make ends meet, and they can see that their tax dollars are going to that, to bombs, to drop, to a genocide that they don't want to be a part of, and they are mobilizing. And so TikTok to me seems like a fabulous platform because it connects people and helps them spread messages that matter, that and find each other and get these movements happening, like the movement where you write comments on, like when the Super Bowl was happening and people would write comments, eyes on Gaza, eyes on Rafah, because during the Super Bowl is when they were bombing Rafah. And the interesting thing to me is that TikTok's about to be banned. Like, the government there unanimously voted to ban TikTok. So it's going to happen. They either like ban it or force a sale to an American entity based on privacy, concerns about privacy. That is laughable. You know, like, they can't get their shit together over gun laws. They can't agree to pass laws on, you know, free healthcare. They can't agree on anything. But when it comes to data privacy on TikTok, they're suddenly so concerned unanimously. Wow. Gosh, that must be so genuine. Pity they didn't put that much care into, you know, background checks on guns or anything that actually could be useful. And so, rant not over. But anyway, I urge you, if you're listening, to I will find the link and you can send a letter, an email as well, and do what you can. I'm also conscious that there's other that I know about this because it comes up on my feed, and the importance of sharing. And I wonder what's going to happen when this doesn't happen anymore, but when TikTok's taken down, and I wonder what voices aren't being heard, because I don't know enough about other things that are happening. I used to think I'm not an activist. I used to think activists, I don't know, I just thought there were other people, you know, that's a bit, I just live my life. But now I think, how can you not be? Wow. Anyway, love to know your thoughts, as long as you're respectful. And I guess that'll do for now. I want to know more about other things that are happening. I know there's more in other parts of the world that I need to learn about. So stay tuned. And yep, let's make sure that we are on the right side of history. See ya. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be my woman next level me. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Give you whiplash when you turn around and see me. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the ultimate podcasting checklist be yours.